Perhaps Peter Wiggin did it to keep Ender from becoming a pawn, to keep him free. Or perhaps he did it so that Ender could not use his celebrity to make his own play for political power. Was Peter Wiggin saving his brother, or eliminating a rival for power? Someday I'll meet him and find out, thought Bean. And if he betrayed his brother, I'll destroy him. When Bean shed his tears there in Ender's room, he was weeping for a cause the others did not yet know about. He was weeping because, as surely as the soldiers who died in those fighting ships, Ender would not be coming home from the war. "So," said Ali, breaking the silence, "what do we do now? The bugger war's over, and so's the war down there on Earth, and even the war here. What do we do now?"
"We're kids," said Petra. "They'll probably make us go to school."
"It's a law. You have to go to school till you're 17. They all laughed until they cried again. They saw each other off and on again over the next few days. Then they boarded several different cruisers and destroyers for the voyage back to Earth. Bean knew well why they traveled in separate ships. That way no one would ask why Ender wasn't on board. If Ender knew before they left that he was not going back to Earth, he said nothing about it.
Elena could hardly contain her joy when Sister Carlotta called, asking if she and her husband would both be at home in an hour. "I'm bringing you your son," she said. "Nikolai, Nikolai, Nikolai." Elena sang the name over and over again in her mind, with her lips. Her husband, Julian, too, was almost dancing as he hurried about the house, making things ready. Nikolai had been so little when he left. Now he would be so much older. They would hardly know him. They would not understand what he had been through. But it didn't matter. They loved him. They would learn who he was all over again. They would not let the lost years get in the way of the years to come. "I see the car," cried Julian. Elena hurriedly pulled the covers from the dishes so that Nikolai could come into a kitchen filled with the freshest, purest food of his childhood memories. Whatever they ate in space, it couldn't be as good as this. Then she ran to the door and stood beside her husband as they watched Sister Carlotta get out of the front seat. Why didn't she ride in back with Nikolai? No matter. The back door opened, and Nikolai emerged, unfolding his lanky young body. So tall he was growing, yet still a boy. There was a little bit of childhood left for him. "Run to me, my son." But he didn't run to her. He turned his back on his parents. Ah, he was reaching into the back seat. A present, perhaps? No. Another boy. A smaller boy, but with the same face as Nikolai. Perhaps too careworn for a child so small, but with the same open goodness that Nikolai had always had. Nikolai was smiling so broadly he could not contain it. But the small one was not smiling. He looked uncertain, hesitant. "Julian," said her husband. Why would he say his own name? "Our second son," he said. "They didn't all die, Elena. One lived." All hope of those little ones had been buried in her heart. It almost hurt to open that hidden place. She gasped at the intensity of it. "Nikolai met him in battle school," he went on. "I told Sister Carlotta that if we had another son, you meant to name him Julian."
"You knew," said Elena.
"Forgive me, my love. But Sister Carlotta wasn't sure then that he was ours,
or that he would ever be able to come home. I couldn't bear it, to tell you of the hope, only to break your heart later.
I have 2 sons, she said.
If you want him, said Julian. His life has been hard, but he's a stranger here. He doesn't speak Greek. He's been told that he's coming just for a visit, that legally he is not our child, but rather a ward of the state. We don't have to take him in if you don't want to, Elena.
Hush, you foolish man, she said.
Then, loudly, she called out to the approaching boys.
Here are my 2 sons, home from the wars. Come to your mother. I have missed you both so much, and for so many years.
They ran to her then, and she held them in her arms, and her tears fell on them both, and her husband's hands rested upon both boys' heads. Her husband spoke. Elena recognized his words at once, from the Gospel of St. Luke. But because he had only memorized the passage in Greek, the little one did not understand him. No matter. Nikolai began to translate into common the language of the fleet, and almost at once the little one recognized the words and spoke them correctly, from memory, as Sister Carlotta had once read it to him years before. Let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Then the little one burst into tears and clung to his mother and kissed his father's hand.
Welcome home, little brother, said Nikolai. I told you they were nice.